Good morning, my family. Let's begin with a quote from Dieter Uchtdorf. Say that three times. With patience and persistence, even the smallest act of discipleship or the smallest ember of belief can become a blazing bonfire of a consecrated life. In fact, that's how most bonfires begin, as a simple spark. Think about it. It was my senior year in high school. Gym class was ending, and I was changing into my street clothes when the track coach came up to me and says, "Ron, I've noticed that you're pretty fast. I want you to come out and join us on the track team." Wow, I thought to myself, nobody has ever asked me to join anything like this. I was just a kid who was never the best at anything. Neither was I the worst. I was just an all-around average kid who was good in most things, but never that good where people would ask me to do anything. I was never the first one chosen for the neighborhood basketball or baseball teams, but neither was I the last. I was always somewhere in the middle, not a star, but a solid contributor to the team effort. But there was one thing that I did that was better than most boys in my neighborhood. I had speed. I could run, and I could run fast, run faster than most. So when the coach asked me to come out for the track team, that ignited something within me that made me feel special, and I began to dream. I saw myself crossing the finish line at the head of the field, receiving medals, having my name announced on the intercom at the beginning of school, wearing my letter sweater on Fridays with the big purple T, and walking down the halls between classes with an athletic swag. But that never happened. There was only one thing that prevented that from happening: practice. Those practices were brutal. I joined the team thinking that all I had to do was run a few races in practice, and I knew I could do that. And I planned on outrunning most guys, but that ain't what happened. All we did for 2 hours after school was run around the track. We run around the track maybe two times, take a minute break, then run around the track again and again and again and again. I had never run that much in my life. It was exhausting, and I was getting sick. I came close to throwing up. I never made it to the third practice. I quit. And I realized at the end of the track season, when guys I knew that I was faster than were winning state tournaments, I knew that I had made a mistake. And I was mad at myself for not sticking it out. Matthew 22:14 says, "For many are called, but few are chosen." I was called by the track coach. He chose me, and he chose me to be a part of the team. But I was not chosen to become a member of the team because I could not endure to the end. And likewise, my sisters and brothers, there are many persons who have been called by the Spirit of God to be a part of the family of God, who gladly responded to the call, but who, for whatever reason, quit. I've been pastoring a long time, as many of you know, and I have welcomed many persons into the church family who I believe responded to the call. They came down the aisles and added their names to the membership and took new membership classes, became a part of various church organizations, but suddenly they are no longer there. Just like I imagined being a part of the track team meant that I would become an instant winner, winning races and receiving awards and accolades. And likewise, many have responded to the call of God with their own ideas of how their lives will become so much better. And when it doesn't happen as they imagine, like me, they quit. I don't want that to happen to you guys, and I don't think it will. So I want to take this time to remind you that this journey is a race to be run, and that race is not a sprint, but a long-distance race that requires a great deal of dedication and discipline. And how do we do it? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 tells us, "Let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." Do you hear that? Run with endurance. In other words, we can't run this race with the necessary endurance if we're holding on to sins we enjoy and refuse to let them go. Because if we do, that will hinder us, that will slow us down, and we might even become discouraged when we have to choose between the difficult life of being lived as a child of God and the easy and enjoyable and pleasurable life of living as a sinner. And so we've got to make some tough choices, and we may be discouraged to the point of giving up if we don't make the right choice. Timothy, the young protege of the Apostle Paul, was discouraged to the point of giving up. And when Paul shares his testimony with Timothy to encourage him, he did it for the reason to encourage Timothy to keep running the race. Paul says this, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearance." And that's who we will be. We will be the ones who will endure to the end, and we will run a successful race, because we will not be distracted by the affairs of this world, because we are not living for this world. We are living for life, and that life can only be found in Christ Jesus. So my sisters and brothers, resist the wrong and finish strong. Let's pray. We are grateful, God, as always, for the blessing of this new day. We are thankful and appreciative of all the many blessings that you have given to us. And we stand before you now as a community of faith with grateful hearts. We thank you for the salvation that you have given to us. And we thank you, God, that you supplied enough faith that we might receive. Now we pray, God, for endurance, for patience, for the capability, oh God, to be able to continue what you have begun in us. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You're the beginning and the end. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. So it's to you we appeal. Allow for us, God, in this very difficult season in the life of the world, where cultures are being deceptive and there is so much lies and untruths being thrown about, where deception is becoming rampant, and yes, even in those times when we find ourselves getting weak, we pray, oh God, that we will recommit ourselves daily, like Paul who says, "I die daily," so that we might finish the race. We thank you for each other. We pray, oh God, that we might find strength in the presence of each other. And for this, we do greatly thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That brings us to the end of this devotional, but I want you to remember to live each day in love with God. You guys be blessed. God bless you.